Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with me is the coach of the West Platte Football Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. We'll talk to him here in a little bit. The West Platte Blue Jays finished the regular season 3-6 and now are in the slot in Class 1 District 3 and will face Windsor Friday night as the Blue Jays travel the number 2 seed in the district. In this segment, we'll talk a little bit about a few things here, a little house clean before that. We'll talk mostly about the KCI Conference and how the final standings are. East Buchanan comes in at 6-0, North Platte at 5-1, Mid Buchanan at 4-2, Benny at 3-3, lost to 2-4, West Platte at 1-5, and Lathrop at 0-6. As we have Coach here on the line and just kind of looking at the final standings, excuse me, in the conference. Coach, we want to talk a little bit the power of this district. We've got two number one seeds in their respective districts out of this group, and one a number three seed, I believe. And, Coach, it just kind of goes to show you just how strong this conference is and how competitive it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, KCI is always strong, and it's been strong since I've been here, and I'm sure it was strong before I got here, even stronger maybe. But, I mean, it's a tough conference. There's been a lot of district champions come out of the conference every year, some state champions every year. So no one can argue how strong the KCI is.
No question about it. Certainly East Buchanan going in their class. We can talk about that a little bit. Certainly number one seed. And, Coach, I don't know. They may have a chance to win the thing again.
Yeah, they're sitting pretty good to do it. They got some. I mean, they're in Class 2. There's some good teams in Class 2 with Lamar and South Shelby and Higginsville and some other teams. But it's a pretty strong class this year. But they definitely have the tools to get it done.
Of course, North Platte being in the district that West Platte's in and Mid-Buchanan being in the same class as East Buchanan, certainly a conference to behold and certainly one that many people respect, certainly across the state. Coach, you talk a little bit more about your team, if you want to, as we wrap out the regular season play.
As you finish regular season play, if you're looking at stats here, Dom this year has had 900 yards of rushing, 14 touchdowns. Receiving, he's had a couple of receiving yards, but he's had a fairly good year. I know he had one or two games where they kind of tallied up on him and wouldn't give him that many yards, but 14 touchdowns and 900 yards is nothing to shake your leg at. And Dom's great season has put him as the first team all of KCI running back. When your team only has one win in the conference and you're still able to get a running back that's first team all KCI, that's big. So hats off to Dom on that. He's done a great job for us this year, and hopefully he can continue that run here in our districts for us a little bit. Kane got kind of shut out of the all conference honors, but there are some pretty good quarterbacks in our conference. East Buck's got an all-state quarterback who threw for almost 2,000 yards this year, so he was first team. Second team was quarterback from North Platte, who was also second team last year, so there's some pretty stout competition there. But Kane had a season of 1,217 yards and 7 touchdowns, completion rate of 48.3%. His interceptions are probably a little too high for my liking and for his liking with 11 interceptions, but Kane's done a great job this year. He's done a lot of good passing things. A lot of times the people have pressure in his face too. Dalton got off to a slow start because he got sick and he was injured. Dalton finished the year with 280 yards rushing and 150 yards receiving. So Dalton right now is probably our best skill guy going into the districts, and we're going to try to ride his coattails a little bit. Not to say that Dom's not going to be a big part of it either, but Dalton's kind of on fire right now. So looking excited about to see what he's going to do in districts. Blaze Masoner also had a good year for us as a freshman. He had 360 yards receiving on 19 catches. He averaged 18 yards a catch with 3 touchdowns. So with that kind of work ethic and that type of numbers, Blaze was able to get honorable mention at all conference last night at the meeting. So he's going to be an honorable mention, which is a pretty good feat for a freshman. Cohen didn't get any honors as a receiver, even though he's our leading receiver at 360 yards and 19 yards of catch and 3 touchdowns. Cohen just didn't play the last 3 games against conference opponents. So conference teams tend to vote for people that played against him and so forth. So not a whole lot of honors there for him, even though he's deserving. which his hip went to hurt. He probably got first team the way he was going, the way he was moving. So, offensive line wise, Marshall Winkler ended up getting one vote for offensive line, so he ended up being all conference. He's the only old lineman we got this year, but the old line, is pretty strong in our conference this year. Just looking at East Buck, Mid Buck, and Penny, they have a slew of them, lots of linemen there. So, even to get one vote is pretty special in this conference, as strong as it is. Defensively, Jet Chandler finished the year leading us in tackles. He had 63 tackles, 2 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown. Those type of numbers gave Jets an all-conference votes, so he ended up honorable mention D-back. We play my D-back and linebacker, so I put him at D-back because of the interceptions and the touchdowns and so forth. And he ended up getting honorable mention all-conference, too, at the D-back position. Gunnar Smith was our next leading tackler with 60 tackles and a couple sacks. Gunnar ended up being all-conference also and got a couple votes, so he ended up being honorable mention all-conference linebacker. And then Cohen Kite finished the year with 3 interceptions, with 6 interceptions last year, 9 interceptions in 2 years. Played 3 more games, maybe gets a couple more. But Cohen ended up with 1 vote for honorable mention at D-back. So I was proud that Cohen got something, being hurt, not playing the last 3 years, or last 3 games, sorry. Him being able to get a vote and to get some all-conference honors because he's a great football player really highlights me and his season. So I got a lot of kids on my team that kind of got shunned a little bit, but then they're just the conference is so strong. I wish Will Schaefer probably could have got something on the D-line, Alex Allison maybe at linebacker, and Dalton maybe at running back, and Kane at quarterback. But it is what it is. The coaches vote on who plays against them and what they saw on the field. So hats off to everyone who got the honors on our team. I'm sorry that not everyone is able to get honors because they all worked hard enough to get them. But I need this to be more of a motivation for us going to the districts. And hopefully it's not a hinder because sometimes people get mad with other people get all conference honors and other ones don't. But I think our team is strong enough in a family atmosphere that we're not going to be too upset about someone else getting some honors. We'll probably be more excited about our team. But going into districts, it's a whole new season now, so we got a chance to make some noise in districts and hopefully get some all-district honors, and more importantly, hopefully get some district wins.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, that is really neat how the conference certainly acknowledged some of your players here, certainly well-deserved. And in other situations, I can understand. Sometimes somebody might be overlooked because they may be playing another position. I know this year, with the injury situations, many people had to shuffle over to another position, and that may have affected them, certainly in conference voting, too.
Yeah, it does. You know, Will Schaefer is a fine example of that. He played DN, he's played linebacker, and he's played D-back. I've had to move him around so much because there's just so much shortage or injuries occurring. So hats off to Will. Will's a great person. He's a great team player. He does where we want. He goes where he's needed. He knows the value of the team and the value of his ability. So I know I probably shorted him a little bit at DN reps and so forth, but I will fight like heck to get him small district honors if he has a good game coming up this Friday.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for sharing that information. Really do appreciate that. And that wraps up the regular season, and certainly of note, we'll talk about the new season coming up. That's district coming up Friday night as West Platte Blue Jays play in the first round versus Windsor. We'll be right back to talk about that right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free coffee with your storage rental. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back for part two of our discussion with Coach Jim Newstead, head coach of the West Platte Football Blue Jays. The Blue Jays go on to play in district here against number 2 seed Windsor. That game will be Friday night, November 3rd, 7 p.m. We will have that on westplattsports.com. Now, that will be linked in to Misha.tv, the direct link for the game. And to let everybody know, that is a fee, a small fee to access that game. Normally, we don't do that. This game is under the control of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. I just want to give everybody that heads up. So thank you in advance. But anyway, Windsor and West Platte playing Friday night. Coach, I don't know a whole lot about the team. We do not have a common opponent. I know that you've seen some film and such on this team. What do you see about this first opponent in district here?
Well, having 2 weeks prepared, I've seen more than just a little bit of film. I think I've watched every one of their games several times. Windsor is a wing T team. I actually know the offensive coordinator well. We're both in the wing T world, so their wing T is a little different than ours. They're going to do a little bit of a short, it's called a short shotgun snap. They're going to be about 3 yards, and the quarterback's going to do a little spinner. So it's kind of a spinner wing T, but it's the same plays that we run. It's an offense that we're very familiar with and defending. We do well with it. Hopefully the kids relate to what we talked to them about. Our reads were defense. They run a 4-4 defense. They're going to have 2 high safeties, sometimes 1 high safety. So they're going to give us some opportunities to get the ball outside a little bit and probably throw the ball a little bit. And then we're going to have our wing tee scheme too. And since they're a wing tee team, just like we're a wing tee team, they're going to have their ways to stop us too and have some certain read keys. So knowing that we have similar read keys, we had to probably change some things up on offense, change some tendencies up. We moved some people around a little bit. Will Schaefer and Gunner are going to go back to offensive line where they started the year at. I think that's going to bode well for us. Dalton's probably going to play a little bit more of the running back style that Dom played. Dom's going to play more of a wing for us. We're going to try to use our speed to get outside and then use Dalton inside. So we got some couple nuances that we want to do to help us win this game. Their offensive line's got some pretty good size on it. They have 3 kids. One kid's 6'3", 230. One other kid's 6'3", 215. And then they have a 6'2", 270 kid. They've got some experience. They've got quite a few. I'd say about half their team are juniors and seniors. They're probably playing some freshmen, sophomores, just like we are. But quarterback's fairly good. Throws the ball well when he has to, but they're more of a running team. All 3 of the running backs are good, so they're going to have kind of a set that looks a little bit like Penny did. They're going to have both wings, and one's going to go in motion all the time. Defensively, we got Will back at defensive end this week, so Will and Gunner will be back at the defensive ends. Jet and Alex and Brady will continue to be our linebackers. We're going to roll Jet from safety up to linebacker. Our D-backs this week will be Kent Wilkins and Blaze and Dalton. Dalton's going to move from linebacker back to D-back at the free safety spot. Hopefully he can run the alley for us a little bit. Their offense is very sound. They don't do a whole lot, but they do it well. Defensively, they're very simple on that. They're going to blitz a little bit, but they're a well-coached team, and they're going to be very strong in their fundamentals. Their conference probably not as strong as the KCI, but it's not a weak conference by any means. So them coming out with, was it 6 wins in that conference, has to be a pretty good feat for them. So they're a good ball club. My biggest concern as a coach and as a team here is that we got to travel 2 hours and 15 minutes to get there. And we haven't shown very well this year that we can travel well and play well on the road. So we've had 3 games in the road, Polo, Lawson, and North Platte. All 3 games were not very pretty. So we've talked to the team. We've talked this week about things we can do to make sure that we are more focused on the road, and sometimes it helps to be focused when it comes to playoff time, but a 2.5-hour trip by bus is going to be kind of a haul for us. So we're going to try to get there a little bit earlier than normal, stretch our legs out, do some walkthroughs, talk about some things, and try to get ourselves focused for a game. But we've had 2 weeks of practice. Kids have practiced well. We kind of went slow last week, meant shorter practices, made it more learning. This week we've been more, still been short, but we've been, since we got all the learning done last week, we've been more intense this week. We made it more of a hitting type practices and do some live teams. So I think the kids are ready. I think the kids are excited. I mean, if you're a senior and you're in districts, you know that the end is coming. Seniors tend to play a little bit harder, be a little more motivated. A lot of times that carries over to your younger kids. So I think we got a good game plan. I'm excited about it. If our kids can execute it, I think we'll stay in the ballgame and have a chance to win this one.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did kind of draw up to how far it was like you did, and certainly we're having to make some extra effort to get there as well. I'd get there a little bit earlier as well. I think we'll probably be following you guys down there for this one. We're looking forward to covering the game, Coach, and certainly we look forward to watching the Blue Jays. And, Coach, best wishes to you and the Jays team as they take on Windsor in district playoffs.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your coverage. Hope you give everyone a good game to watch, an exciting game that we're playing again next week, and we can talk again one more week.